everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
You know about Gobob Pipe and Steel's monster fence panels. They're designed for the cattle producer or sale barn operator that never wants to repair or replace any section of their pens. Monster Fence continuous panels are still available in 20-foot panels, but now the Monster Fence is also available in 24-foot continuous panels. Monster Fence from Gobob is quick and easy to build. The new 24-foot continuous panels are built tough, so you'll never need to replace or repair them. Gobob's new 24-foot Monster continuous fence panels are twice as heavy and several times stronger than conventional fence panel pipe, all without a sizable increase in cost. If you want to build your pens once and stop repairing or replacing because of damage, then you need Gobob's Monster Fence, now in 24-foot continuous panels. Heavy-duty, high-quality continuous fence panels by Gobob Pipe and Steel. Find Gobob Pipe and Steel online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com. GoBobRadio.com.
All right, welcome back. The cattle trade focused on the aggressive turn lower seen in feeder cattle futures today. The triple-digit losses created uncertainty in the market ahead of the holiday weekend. Corn prices higher today in light trade. March corn futures about 2 cents per bushel higher. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones 7 points higher, while NASDAQ is down 6 points. In live cattle, triple-digit losses have been seen through all live cattle futures, with the exception of lightly traded December contracts. The weakness in the feeder cattle market is the main driver of aggressive market pressure, which has added concerns that further weakness may quickly develop throughout the end of the year. Activity on the Fed Cattle Exchange today remains sluggish, with a total of 466 head offered, while only 239 head were sold. Losses in feeder cattle trade today continue to expand throughout the day, with nearby contracts holding losses of $3 per hundredweight and greater. This aggressive turn lower not only affected feeder cattle markets, but also limited any renewed support across the live cattle markets. Some additional pressure was seen during the last couple hours of trade, although the weaker tone of the market kept most buyers under pressure. Mixed overnight grain markets signaled another wobbly day of trade here on Wednesday, as traders continued to shore up their positions ahead of the Christmas holiday. Corn fished for small gains as they managed to stay just above contract lows, while March futures picked up 75 cents overnight. Soybeans lost more than 5 cents in Tuesday's session, but gained about half of that overnight. January futures added 2.5 cents, and despite multiple large sale announcements by private exporters here the past several days, South American weather continued to significantly influence prices. Wheat prices faced mixed results on Tuesday before they gave up small losses in overnight trade. Most March and May contracts slipped between 1.25 and 1.75 cents. Worries over exposed U.S. winter wheat in the Central Plains, though, could not override the massive global stock situation. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.